And you're listening to The Afternoon Show with Anne Forbes Cooper,
Richard Roth.
And keeping on the theme of the Hudson Children's Book Festival, our next guest is another presenter, Tony Kayo, who is an award-winning animation director and has created numerous original characters and animated programs. Sneetches by Dr. Seuss, Curious George Goes to the Chocolate Factory for Scholastic, and Hollywood Betty Boop for Bally Gaming, which has been enjoyed by millions of people around the globe. And his animated film, Say Can You See, was nominated for Best Narrative Short Film at the Tribeca Film Festival. So welcome to the afternoon show, Tony.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And I think we're first up, we're going to...
Extra, extra, have you heard the news of a man and his yellow shoes, giving out the treats to us for free? After that, he puts on his green banana stand. They're high in demand at Lucky Sam's Bananas. They're high in demand. Hey, hey, the ones right again. We're gonna make our way to Lucky Sam's Banana Stand. Hey, hey, the ones right again at Lucky Sam's Banana Stand.
So you were listening to a tune, I love that, and it cannot have escaped MD's notice that the Rattles is very like the Ruttles, or indeed the Beatles.
Well, you know, I grew up on the Beatles, and having done a lot of children's entertainment, I was often finding myself listening to children's music going, oh, you know, what am I listening to? This is even before I had a kid. I want to, like, put a stick in my eye and listen to some of this music. And I thought, you know, how about we just create an album for kids? It has a melody that's very kind of children's like, but yet it really deals with a very, very, like, deep meaning. Like, what's going to happen when I get older? And are you going to love me when I get older? Am I going to love you? And I thought, like, to myself, like, this is the kind of music I'd like my kid to grow up on, because it's working on a number of levels, like most Beatles songs, and yet it's very digestible. And on top of that, it's like what parents and kids can, a drummer, the bass player, the lead singer, the guitarist, and it gets rounded out a little bit more even after that, and I'll explain that. But you basically got Kitty on the drums, and Kitty is the only girl in the band, and of course, Kitty's from New York City, so she's got a little bit of an attitude, and no one's going to mess with Kitty. And when it comes to, what Kitty wants, well, you know, Kitty would like to sing more songs if possible. So her and Gus, who I'll go to next, is the lead singer. That, hey, remember back in the day when, like, bands wore, like, outfits? Remember when they all kind of wore, like, a unified outfit?
Fortunately, I do.
Yes, exactly. And I, well, you know, what's old is new again. So we went for this kind of almost Sgt. Pepper's look, but you know, not quite. You know, we didn't, you know, it's a homage to Sgt. Pepper, so there's a little outfit. So the band consists of Kitty, Gus, Hal, and Sal. And Gus is the lead singer. And Gus is, like most, laid-back bass player who keeps everybody kind of at ease. And if anybody, again, has ever been in a band, you know that there can be plenty of politics and lots of drama to bands. And Hal is the guy that kind of keeps it all easy going.
And Gus is a what?
Gus is a hippo.
Hippo. Gus is the hippo. Okay.
Absolutely. And then you've got Sal, who is a salamander. Remember, this is, you know, we are shooting for kids here. And so Sal is, you know, he's the in bands, you know. The one thing that I kind of miss a little bit when it comes to, like, albums, which, again, I don't want to date myself, is to have that artwork in front of you and get into the whole kind of, you know, story behind the band and the songs and the album. And I love the interplay that goes on between bands, even to this day. As a matter of fact, right now I'm reading the Fleetwood Mac, Mick Fleetwood's book, which is really very interesting because Fleetwood Mac is you know...
Nothing.
Oh, no, it's tremendous. I love it. So I thought, you know what? You know, even though our target market is basically the 2 to 8 year olds, which is it's a wide range there, but I think I think we hold it with the music and the design of the characters. I thought it would be fun to really build this story up amongst the band members, and not to cut it short. We have a band manager, which is Benny, and can play. The URL for the Rattles is www.rattlesrock.com. And we have games on the website. We have downloads for coloring pages. We have a section for parents to be able to find out about the Rattles and, you know, what's going on and who created the Rattles. And I'd like to do a little shout out, if you don't mind, to the guys who worked on the album with me. And just to be clear, I am a musician, but I did not street and Scholastic, you name it. But I hired these two guys who had never done any children's music before. And there was a reason for it. Because I said to them, you know, look, I don't want you to make a children's album. I want you to make an album that both the kids and the parents would both love. And I said, here's the litmus test. I want the parents to, like, go, oh, wait a minute. Go back in the house and get the CD, you know. And the crazy thing is that mom bloggers across the country have, you know, social marketing type stuff that we needed, which was Twitter and Facebook. We have a Facebook page and we have, Twitter account and we have all that stuff. And they said, you know what? You know what we want to do first is basically let's reach out to a few like major tastemakers / mommy bloggers and let's get them the CD and see what they think. And that was, you know, it was really smart. And it just went like wildfire. Before you knew it, we had the group who was our PR firm, Muse, basically has this network already set up for mostly they don't really specialize in any children's stuff. I wanted to really kind of do an end around, which was, you know, I wanted to consider this a musical property first as opposed to a children's property. So we hired these people who knew how to like market indie bands. So they went right. So what we would do is send them basically either 2 or 3 CDs. One they would, you know, they would get and review, and the other ones they would give out. And what their group would do is become, as part of that, what they would do is either become, you know, say, come to our Facebook page and like it, you know, and do certain things that would, again, build our audience, tweet about it, yada, yada, yada.
Now, just to get back to something you mentioned earlier, talking about books.
In the band. The band is called Girls on Top, by the way. One of the women in this band is in publishing. And she was like, you have to do a children's book. I'm like, I just did the album. Can you just give me a break? Let's see what's next. You know what I mean? But the fun thing is that we're part of this Hudson Book Fair that's going on.
Right.
And, you know, I know that this fair has many different, vendors. And it's not just books. But, you know, I'm really – the contact person, Diane, who has been really great – I contacted her, and she said, we'd love to have you. And so we're part of this whole book fair that is, from what I understand, it's the largest children's book festival in New York. And we're going to be part of it, and I'm really excited.
And what will you be doing, Tony?
So we're going to be doing two things. One, we're going to be providing music in the earlier segment, which is from 10 o'clock to 11, somewhere filled with probably, you know, $100,000 worth of concert T-shirts that I haven't worn.
Where's ours? Tony, where's ours? I'm so disappointed.
I'm sorry. We just made an order today, actually, to get it here on Friday. And we've got T-shirts. We've got hats. As you can see, I'm wearing one. And we've got bumper stickers because, you know, got to have bumper stickers. And all kinds of Rattle swag that'll be at our table that will be available for people. As well as it came down to is I said to Paula, who I said I've known for many years, I said, hey, Paula, you know, I need to find some guys who can write who can do a great album. And, you know, who do you know? And she put me in touch with Mike, I like to call the, you know, M&M, Michael, Mike and Michael. And Paula has, basically, she's managed Luscious Jackson, which some people may be familiar and might be part of your playlist, Los Lobos. And we actually, there were enough songs, you know, in us making this first album to almost fill a second album. And what it was, if you notice, and also, by the way, we're on Amazon and we're also on iTunes. And what it was I didn't want to have 15 songs on the album. Because I remember, like, as a kid, it was like, there was always three or four songs you were kind of like, ugh, why is that song on that album? You know, you just, there are more songs on this album, tells you, that's great.
You have to do another one.
Right?
Then.
Because most of the time it's like, oh, why do I got to listen to that song again? We've literally heard, wow, you know what? I play it, and before I know it, it's over, and it's playing again, which is what you want to hear.
Now, is it the musicians who write the songs as well, or do you write the songs?
Actually, I didn't write any of the songs.
Okay.
And, you know, what it came down to is we had a number of meetings, go write some songs, bring back the demos, let's listen to them. So it wasn't like I, you know, wrote them, because I didn't. You know, Michael and Michael did. But I did give them a very good outline of what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And they came back with some great stuff. I said, you know what? It's really interesting because people go like, all right, well, what's the curriculum on the music? And, you know, what's the okay, that's great. You know, is it entertaining? Yes. Kids like it? Yes. You like it? Yes. Great. That's what it's about.
Is there anything else out there like it at all?
Well, you know, there are. And the crazy thing is some of the things we've been compared to. First, we consistently, which is great. I mean, we consistently get compared to the Beatles. And it is Beatlesque. I mean, you know, there's no doubt about it. The other band that we get compared to a lot is They Might Be Giants, which is a fantastic band as well. Which is really known. Actually, They Might Be Giants did not start off as a kid's band.
I know, but they sort of got conscripted by children along the way.
And you know what? And yet what I really like about their music is it's very smart, you know? And one of the things that I thought was really where there was an opportunity was, you know, there's a lot of, you know, jump around, clap your hands, jump around. I thought, yeah, really nice of them, I have to say, because they hadn't heard of them and they hadn't known them and they were willing to take a chance. And there's a store on Warren Street called Bee's Knees, which is carrying the Rattle CDs. And there's another song, store called Des Marchands, which is an apparel store, but they have some kid stuff. And they're carrying this CD. And there's and my French is not so good, so please bear with me. La Gamin, a restaurant here on Warren Street, who I love the owners. They're fantastic.
Same length of time in the village and then came up here and just loved it.
Absolutely.
And we're going to hear some old music, right, Tom?
Which track would you like?
Oh, I'd love to. Let's go with the title track, which is Rattle On, number one.
One, two, three, four!
Him in the flesh and hear the music, of course, at the Hudson Children's Festival, which is this Saturday, 4th of March. No, it's not the 4th, 7th of March.
7th of
from
March.
10 to 4 p.m. at the Hudson High School, right?
Or to be precise, 7th of May.
Oh, right.
Oh, is it May already? God, is winter over? Oh. Listen, thank you very much for having me, and I hope to see everybody out there at the.
What's their function?
I got and, but, and, or. They'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite. Not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R. When you have a choice like this or that. And, but, and, or. Get you pretty far.
Conjunction, junction.
or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that. I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire.